السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام
ورحمة الله فيكم وانا عبد الرحيم صاحب حفظه الله.
آمين آمين. You may carry
all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today in Saudi Arabia is the 12th of Zulhijjah, 1439, and yesterday the 11th and 12th, according to all four schools, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, the Hanafis, they say that belting is only permissible for all three Jamarat, the symbolic shaitan, after Zawal, meaning when Zohar time starts, then only can you belt. So, mashallah, thousands of people are pelting now. And according to the Shafi'is, Hanbalis and them, you must pelt before today on the 12th, before Maghrib time sets in. Because if they are there at Maghrib time, then they'll have to spend the night there tonight and pelt tomorrow also after Zuhur, after Jummah, whatever they're reading. So therefore, majority of the people, they rush and they ensure that they're out of the boundary before sunset on the 12th of Zulhijjah. Regarding ourselves, alhamdulillah, my wife and myself, we went yesterday and at late at night, so I started the Tawaf Ziyarat at 11:30. It was very, very easy. MashaAllah, it just took us about half an hour or so for the Tawaf. And thereafter, the Sa'i. So within 2 hours, we were finished with Allah's help and mercy.
MashaAllah.
And therefore, we always advise the people to go on the second night, meaning that on the 10th, you know, you stealth and then you slaughter and then you come out of the haram after the shaving of the hair.
Mm.
So you can go that night or you go the second night. Second night meaning last night.
Gee.
So we always prefer to go the second night because the first night is packed to capacity. And I saw many, many South Africans there as well, alhamdulillah. And Safa Marwa Sa'i, I performed on the second floor. So it was very, very easy. But alhamdulillah, when you come out of the Haram Sharif, you can just see the people, the tiredness, the fatigue has really, really got to them because there's so much walking to do. Subhanallah, Morana after Hajj, you don't have to visit no gym, no nothing. In fact, I stay here in a flat, a private flat. So I asked my wife today, I'm still here in Azizia, just now, inshallah, we'll go to Mina.
Gee.
I said, where's that scale? Let me weigh myself.
Ah.
And I'm sure I lost many, many kilos. The amount of walking we do here.
Gee.
So therefore, brothers, sisters, mashallah, the facilities are improving, but the walking, the quantity definitely is more and more and more. Whatever reasons it might be, security and otherwise.
Gee.
So you should remember that in the future as well. Another issue you must remember that whenever you go these days to Makkah for Tawaf Ziyarat or Tawaf Wida and so forth, take extra money with you because they don't feel shy. So last night, it's already about 2 o'clock or so, up as 1, 2 o'clock. Then I came out and, you know, outside the Haram, you just see the people, you know, where the Hilton Hotel and the Zamzam and all the Darut Tawheed is and the Haram, the building, the structure. You just see people sleeping. They're just so tired and exhausted, no strength left for them to walk, bichara. They have their last Zamzam and just say, let me sleep. If they can get like, you know, then we'll see what happens.
Gee.
So this is the system of Allah, like how we have to recharge, you know, our cell phones and mobile. Yeah, one network is called mobile. So our mobile, we have to recharge. So we need that energy, we need that sleep, and we need that rest. So therefore, Allah's system, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. Allah made the night for sleeping and the day for our work, for our shop, for our job, whatever we are doing. Nevertheless, then the taxi drivers, they don't feel shy. Whatever comes in their head, they just say, from Haram to where I'm staying is 20 riyals normally, 10 minutes. As much as 150, Pakistani driver, you know. So I said, no, I can't give you 150. So I said, okay, so we negotiate. So I told him 100. So imagine you're paying 400 or 500 then almost for 10 minute journey. Then we start speaking. So I told him, bye, آپ کا دل یہ گوارا کرتے ہیں کہ آپ لوگ اتنا ذبح کرتے ہیں حاجی کو؟ کیا یہ گناہ نہیں؟ اسے نہیں, مجھے معلوم ہے غلط ہے, لیکن سب کرتے ہیں تو ہم بھی کرتے ہیں. کانشنس ایور افیکٹ یو دیٹ یو آر ریئلی ٹرانسگریسنگ دا لمٹس, یو اپریس دا حاجیز, یو ریئلی ٹیک یور رب دیم اینڈ سو فور. الحمد للہ وی کین افورڈ اٹ, بٹ سو مینی پیپل کین افورڈ اٹ. So he said, I know what you're saying is 100% correct and I concur with you. He said, he agrees with me. So why are you doing it, bhai? He said, no, everybody does it, so I'm also following the flow. You know, just go with the flow. So everybody got their reason, right or wrong, Allah alone knows. End of the day, we make dua to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, that Allah Ta'ala accepts everyone's hajj.
Ameen,
Ameen. MashaAllah, they have sent out to all the agents, speaking of South African agents now, so, you know, like a schedule, that this agent, your group, is going in groups you're speaking about, then this is the time they must go to PAL. If it is this group, this is the time. So this facilitation is also, alhamdulillah, and it makes it easy for them to go. So that's also good, alhamdulillah. Another issue is, so mashallah, we're encouraging all the brothers, sisters who can and will manage, that tonight, inshallah, we all should sleep there in Mina, and then tomorrow morning, inshallah, we will send them to Masjid al-Khayf. Masjid al-Khayf is that masjid where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself, the Ma'asa alayhi salatu salam, read and performed salat there. 70 Anbiya messengers alayhi salatu salam performed salat there. So inshallah, by the time we reach there to the camp, and that it will be already night time, after the belting, inshallah, so we will have a small advice for the people and tell them that they should go to Masjid al-Khayf, you know, the man we're speaking about. And inshallah, then we will have Jummah Salat Day in Mina. And after the Jummah, then we'll have the final dua. And thereafter, take all our luggage, bags and whatever else we have. And then we go and tell the Jamarat, inshallah, all three. In Islam, we have fatwa, the verdict, and we have taqwa, what is precaution better. All Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, speaking about the 11th, 12th, 13th of Dhul Hijjah, irrespective of which country we are, the first part, wazkurullah fi ayyamin ma'dudat. That remember all Almighty Allah during these few days. So this is for all countries, whichever part of the world we are. So it is ayyamu aklin wa shurbin wa zikrillah. These are the days of eating, drinking and remembering all Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, 11th, 12th, 13th, it's haram to fast. And remember, there's consensus on that issue. And similarly, on the 1st of Shawwal, Eid al-Fitr, it is haram to fast. Yes, now for us, the Hujjaj, then all Allah states, فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ, whosoever makes haste in 2 days, you felt it all three Jamarat and, you know, symbolic shaitan on the 11th and 12th. And now you go to your hotel or return to your country after Tawaf al-Wida, then Fala Isma Alay, there's no sin upon you. So man ta'ajjala fi yawmain, Fala Isma Alay. Wa man ta'akhara, and whoever stays for the 13th, the extra day, Fala Isma Alayhi liman ittaqa. So that is taqwa, piety, precaution. And we see Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 3 verse 31. Fattabi'uni. Follow me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innakulakbi. This word ittiba, every verse of the noble Quran, every word of the noble Quran, every letter of the noble Quran, today we don't appreciate. You know, you have to study, you have to give your life for the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, to understand the profound message and meaning. So when you have a cow, and I see I'm receiving questions like this now, I was busy for 1.5 hours answering all the WhatsApp and messages and the emails and so many things now. I just finished and subhanallah, your call came well synchronized. Mashallah.
Mashallah.
So anyway, so when you have a cow, and the cow gives birth to a calf, so that calf in Arabic you call tabi'. So what does a calf do? It emulates, imitates its mother in every walk of life. Mother walks, the calf will walk. Mother rests, the child, the calf will also rest. So what we are told as Muslims, true Muslims, emulate, imitate Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately, then two things will happen. Yuhibbukumullah. You become the beloved of Allah. You don't have to worry about being beloved by people. That is all secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Become beloved by Allah. And become beloved by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And your sins will be forgiven. Surah Al-Imran, Surah chapter 3, verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding Hajj, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Take from me your actions of Hajj. So remember, I answered about 4 or 5 questions now. I don't know who's telling the people to do this, but they're doing Tawaful Ziyarat, and then immediately after that, they make Tawaful Wida,
mm-hmm.
and then they read the two rakat,
mm-hmm.
and then they go for Sa'i. This is against Islam. It's against the teaching of Nabi alayhi salam, and it's short-circuiting the system, you know. So sometimes you start wondering, what are people up to? I don't know who's giving all this type of advice, but it's totally incorrect, and you know, directly against the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.
Mm.
Nevertheless, the point here is that now, so we, inshallah, we encourage all, whichever agent it is, we tell them, come there, inshallah, we'll be there. So we felt today, and we felt after Zohar, after Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha, provided that we are spending the night there, and then, inshallah, Tahajjud and Fajr, inshallah, Fajr, as I mentioned, that in Masjidul Khayf, then Jummah Salat, then the Dua, inshallah, and then we fell. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yanfiranna ahadun minkum hatta yakuna akhira ahadi bil bayt. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustan Ahmad, various compilations, that none of you should leave until and unless you perform the farewell tawaf. Now here there were 5 discussions. Let me discuss each one. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they entered on the 4th of Zilhijjah, our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, her nafati menses had started. So she came to the Master alayhi salam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other honorable wives are going back with Umrah and Hajj. I only go back with Hajj. So the Master alayhi salam told her and informed her, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, on the night of the 14th. Now, from day we learn, today we can't make Umrah, tomorrow 13 we can't make Umrah. When the 14th night, the night of the 14th starts, then the Umrah season starts. So that's tomorrow night, Friday night after Maghrib. So Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha went to the brother Abdul Rahman, she performed the Umrah. So that's a great lesson we learn. Now, on the Hajj finish, felting everything done, Tawaful Wida time, so Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha, the other honorable wife of the Master alayhi salam, said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm in menses now. So the Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her and inquired, that did you perform Tawaful Ifada? Tawaful Ifada, Tawaful Ziyarat is the same. Hanafi say Tawaf Ziyarat, Shafi Maliki Ambali say Tawaful Ifada. He said, yes. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, idan fanfiri, no problem, then you go. So we learn Tawaful Wida is Safit, is waved off from a lady who is in a Napaki, in a menses. Everybody else from Africa, America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and all these countries, we all have to perform the Tawaful Wida, but except a lady in menses. But Tawaf Ziyara, that is compulsory. They have to perform it, the lady, irrespective of what the circumstances are. So we should not be confusing issues. Now we see Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived on the 4th, departure on the 14th of Zulhijjah. Now the Zamzam water is taking work. From here we learn, take the Zamzam water to different parts of the world. Ma uzamzama lima shuriba lahu. There are 7 billion people, they say, in the world. Let's just round it off, 1 billion Muslims plus minus approximately. So everybody can come here, but you can at least give them some zamzam. If the non-Muslim also, people are say, I'm giving him or her the zamzam, inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will give them the noor of Iman and Islam when they realize the great miracle of zamzam. Thousands of years, mashallah, and the water is still gushing out, billions of liters. yesterday in Mina, subhanallah. So much zamzam they brought. I was smiling. I said, Ya Allah, ye to kudrat ka karishma hai. This is your absolute majesty, greatness, sovereignty, Allah. Makkah mein bhi zamzam, Madina mein bhi zamzam, ab to Mina mein bhi zamzam. Subhanallah. So Allah Jalla wala, his infinite grace and mercy. When we arrived in Madina Munawwara, inside Masjid Nabawi, all is zamzam. Makkah is zamzam, nine Mina also zamzam. So from the airport, we will take the zamzam, inshallah, to our respective countries. So that also is a sunnah of Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the dua of the master. The hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah. Now Hajj has reached its completion. The curtain is drawn, and now the Hujjaj are returning. So what do they do? This is the dua. Tell your father, mother, your near and dear one who are here, that, oh people, oh Hujjaj, oh the Yusuf Rahman, now you're returning home to your respective country. Read the dua mentioned in Ibn Majah, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dua. Allahumma ja'ala hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. Ya Allah, make it such a wonderful, accepted hajj, not to impress the eyes of people or the ears of people, done solely, only, exclusively for your love and your pleasure, Ya Allah. When we perform the tawaful wida, the last action, yesterday you saw the Baytullah, because we went back now for a few days. It looked like a, you know, new bride, shining in its glory, in its beauty, with the new kiswa and the new hilaf. Magnificent, you know, to the eye. And then we're making tawaf, subhanallah. So now it's tawaful wida. The time for departure has come. So with tears in our eyes, Allah maruddana ila al-haramayna sharifayna.
Amen.
Ya Allah, phir abna mehman bana de.
Amen.
Ya Allah, bring us back time and again, time and again, time and again.
Amen.
And that is the teaching of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Amen.
The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tabi'u bayn al-hajj wal-umrah. That after your hajj, make intention for umrah. After your umrah, make intention for hajj. فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الذُّنُوبُ وَالْفَقَرُ. It will remove and expunge your sins, and it will repel and drive away the poverty as well. People think that they spend so much, 100,000, 50,000. Allah Jalla wa Ala, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving us guarantee. Allah says, if your intention was good, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِيَ لَهُمْ, they will witness the nafa, the benefit and the gain in this world. Hereafter, that is beyond our perception comprehension. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is teaching us, because of Hajj and Umrah, you won't become poor. Allah will enrich you through His mercy, through His compassion, from His unlimited treasures. Subhanallah. So we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for acceptance.
Amen.
We beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala to always keep the Haramain Sharifain.
Amen.
And the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And remember, Allah mahfaz bilad al Haramain Sharifain in kulli suhi wa makruh. We always make dua for Masjid al-Aqsa.
Amen.
And all our masajid throughout the world.
Amen.
Similarly, that now the Hujjaj from tonight already are departing to the respective airports. Some going to Medina, leaving from there. Some going to Jeddah, departing from there. So in that way there, the curtain for Hajj 1439, slowly but surely is drawing to a close. So we make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that tomorrow Jummah Salat in Makkah Mukarramah will be performed by the oldest Imam, who is one of the Imams now, Sheikh Salih bin Hamid Hafidahullah. And in Medina Munawwara by Sheikh Bu'ijan. So these are the two honorable imams that will render the khutbah and the salat tomorrow in Al-Masjid Al-Haram, Makkah Mukarrama, and Masjid Al-Nabawi in Medina Munawwara. And mashallah, the weather is, you know, really sweltering there, 40, 45 degrees in between there.
Allahu
the crowd was over 2 million. Alhamdulillah, South Africans were 4,000. And I'm sure you all heard about the brother who passed away in Ruku. So that is the type of dua we should be making. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawman al-qaqa fee.
Ameen.
Allah, Jalla wa ala, make that the best day in our life.
Ameen.
The day we come to meet you, oh beloved, all Majd Allah, Jalla wa ala.
Ameen.
So I don't know, Maulana, if you have any other questions for the people, listeners of Ansar, Radio Ansar International, Sirius FM, Marka Sahaba. The voice of Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah can benefit, but this is the update of our side, inshallah.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahab. Excellent, detailed discussion. Today is our last Hajj broadcast from my side. One question, just briefly give us some fazail.
Just repeat the question.
No, I said, give us some fazail of moth in Makkah Muazzama during Hajj Baitullah time.
MashaAllah, if a person passes away in Medina Munawwara or Makkah Mukarramah, these are the virtues. In Tirmidhi Sharif, it is mentioned, Man istata'a minkum ayyamuta bil Medina fal yamuddiha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever can pass away in Medina Munawwara should do so. So we should be making the dua. This hadith in Tirmidhi and in Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned, Sayyidina Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Do we know who's Umar? Wa ma adraka man Umar. Do we even know who is Umar? Radiallahu anhu warda. What Umar said on the first, Allah who sent down from the earth. What Umar used to say on the land and sand, Allah Jalla wa Ala who sent down from the heavens and skies. Here in Makkah Mukarramah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu performing tawaf. And you find Maqam Ibrahim Mulasikun Bil Bayt. That remember that the Maqam Ibrahim is like attached to the Baytullah. And remember it was we, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar, who brought it back to where we see it in the current place and position. Because it was becoming like an obstacle for the Ta'ifin and people performing Tawaf. So open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, you will find the details there. So we, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why don't we read Salat behind Maqam Ibrahim? The Master alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, I have to wait for Wahi. Allah jalla wa ala said, Wattakhidu min Maqam Ibrahim musalla. Do we see? So open Itqan of Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah. He gave more than 20 examples of that. How Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu suggested something. Allah Jalla Wala said, yes, what Umar says is right. That is Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Inna Allah yantaliku al-haqqa ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi. The hadith in Mishkan Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala let the truth flow from the heart and the tongue of Sayyidina Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda. Now Sayyidina Umar makes a dua from Medina Munawwara, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma zuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Oh Allah, grant me martyrdom in your city, in your path, Ya Allah. Allahumma zukni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik, and let me pass away in the city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Normally, if you look at the dua superficially, so it will seem to be a contradiction because martyrdom normally is in a battlefield. But this is Umar radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen. So Fajr time is reading Surah Yusuf. Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi came. His name was Fayruz. And he came with his dagger and he stabbed him. Then Umar asked that who stabbed me? They said that it was him. He said, Alhamdulillah, he's not a Muslim. So read the entire incident in Bukhari Sharif. Wafat Umar. And you will cry. How, Sayyidina Umar? The men came to bid him farewell. The women came to bid farewell. The children came to bid farewell. For this giant of Islam, the second greatest person to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And then anyway, he made the shura of six people. But from here, we learn the virtue of passing away in Medina Munawwara. So the first people that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for are those who pass away with Iman and Islam in Medina Munawwara. Those people who pass away in Makkah Mukarramah, there are three graveyards that are so famous here. One is Mu'alla, the proper pronunciation, Mu'alla. Mu'alla means the upper region, and where the Zilkern and Zamzam, that is Mispala, the lower region. So you pass away, you buried there, or Shara'i, where they're burying nowadays, all this is part of Makkah and the Haram. or remember the third one, Maqbaratul Adl, where Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, and them are buried. So all these graveyards have virtue. So remember with Iman, a person passes away, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for them. They'll be the second people. And they will be min al-aminin. Allah Ta'ala will give them safety, peace and security on the day of Qiyamah, because they passed away in a Haramain Sharifain, the Hadith in Tabarani. So it shows that great, great virtue to pass away, obviously, with Iman and Islam. And if a person passes away in Ihram, then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُبْعَثُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُلَبِّي. Tomorrow, on the day of justice, that person will be raised up and resurrected, reading لبيك اللهم لبيك. And here in the Haram, if a person passes away in Ihram, lo and behold, that becomes his coffin, and they bury him in the Ihram. So these are all the virtues for people who pass away with Iman and Islam. And this is something many a time people who belong to other faiths, they don't understand. Yeah. They say that you're not happy if you go and you don't come back. They say, yeah, to dil ka tamanna hai. Our aim, our desire, that we get to pass away and be buried in this holy place.
Subhanallah. Lance, what happened?
Hello?
Ji bhai, carry on, Mufti sahab.
Acha, I thought you asked a question.
Oh, yeah.
Alhamdulillah, the Hajj went around very, very well.
Alhamdulillah.
And remember that there was no major incident according to my knowledge. So remember, we want to move all the time, you know.
Ji.
So sometime last night when I went to perform Tawaf Ziyarah, so I went there to Dawood Mota. You know Dawood Mota,
Dawood Mota.
Yeah, I went to Dawood Mota. So I asked him, "Bhai, newspaper, Mafi." I saw there where they got a newspaper stand. Not one English newspaper, not one Urdu newspaper, not one Arabic newspaper.
All vanished.
So sab khatam. Yeah, all finished, you understood? So I said, "Chalo, we'll have to go online and look for some news and so forth." But Alhamdulillah, we must make dua. Allah Ta'ala reward the authorities and, you know, all these workers, if you see how hard they work, you know. Our people, in Afrikaans, we got a very nice term, you know. In Urdu also, Hamare log be parwa, you know, they just take some food and just leave it there. Take water, drink half and just leave it there. So these workers, every hour, they're walking around, picking up the dirt, picking up orders, everything, you know. They make so much khidmat, so therefore I tell the Hujjaj, and tomorrow also before we depart, I'll say, Hajis, please, let each one take out 1 riyal, 5 riyal, 10 riyal, 50, 100 riyal, and then we make a kitty and give it to all these workers.
MashaAllah,
so
MashaAllah.
They get, you know.
Definitely.
How much khidmat, MashaAllah, I don't want to say the amount, MashaAllah, is a substantial amount we collected from our brothers. I made one person, the Amir from South Africa, and one from Malawi, and a substantial amount they collected, SubhanAllah, and we got these youngsters and them to go and feed the Hajis today in Mina, and yesterday in Makkah and so forth. Today also they will do so, inshallah. So when they come back, they say, now we appreciate our life in South Africa. You see the people, you know, they're hungry, they're thirsty. One brother told me, he saw the one uncle, he said, uncle, whatever, Haji, eating the apple in 5-10 seconds. He ate the whole apple up in 5-10 seconds.
So I said,
this brother, that's why I want you to go and see. We take too many things for granted, you know, because whatever it is, we love, Quran says, وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. We live like kings. Yes, we got the problem of crime, we got many other problems, but when we compare, therefore, each one of us in these Mubarak days, we must make special dua for our beloved countries of Africa. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina.
Amin.
Allahumma aminna fi awtanina.
Amin.
Ya Allah, grant us safety.
Amin.
Ya Allah, grant us security.
Amin.
Ya Allah, you are the only one. Surah Tlaf, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Imagine the youngster, Brother Hanif or something. He comes from China, a group of youngsters to Azadwal, MashaAllah, Darul Uloom. And then he came there, language this, and they got robbed. One got shot, martyred. So imagine the father, his jamaat, the parents, what goes to them? But Allah will grant him the greatest reward in Jannatul Firdaus. But the point is just that we all should be playing our role and keep on begging Almighty Allah.
Ameen,
ya Allah, apne rahmat mein lapet le. Ya Ameen, Allah,
Ameen,
you
Ameen.
Envelope us in your special mercy. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. In a split second, what can happen? Therefore, I tell our brothers here, you know, and sisters in my lectures, I said, dads, you see, we come for Hajj. But I see some Hajjis, the more time they're spending by the clinic, more time they're spending by the doctors. I got diarrhea, another one, this training, that training, front training, back training, everything is training. Because we lead a life of luxury, you know. Can't walk, everything, want to go to toilet, also want to go with a car, you know. So this is how we have become so used to the luxurious lifestyle, you know. And that is not good. What will happen to our progeny, our children? All day play with the phone, everything remote control. Walk 1 kilo, bichara sakarat nikal jayega. That is not life. We have to learn the realities of life. Look at the ummah and see what is happening. So we are always, no, I'm to buy, South Africa say, I am, and we pay more. That's why I'm nearer to the shaitan. What do you think? I'm special services. But slowly changing, I see. A lot of Hajis, South Africans, have to go. They're in the other Camp B and Camp C and I don't know what, and what Camp 49 and a lot of stories. And every Haji you sit with now, everyone got you. Listen to my story, what happened. One Haji, they are not ordinary people. These are supposed to be intelligent people. He came to Mina, 3 hours, he walked. He couldn't find the camp, he went back to the hotel.
Allahu Akbar.
Now what do you say about, Allah puts us in a different test, you know.
Bilkul.
Hey, tumhara paisa, tumhari jagah par, tumhare South African, tumhare. I'll teach you a lesson, you will never forget your whole life. So you must remember people making tawaf, they were Baitullah, making tawaf in Mina also. You go round and round and round and round. That is what happened. So many Hajis, I told you the other day, I think. This Haji, he went in a wheelchair. So he's big in size. So they agreed the price 300 riyals. They pushed him more and more. They say, Haji, tum to itne mote ho, 500 riyals. They say, chalo, 500 riyals. So they pushed him. By the time they ended up, he had to pay for him and his wife and their 700 riyals.
Allahu Akbar.
So imagine this. Now, good thing they have the money. Imagine 700 riyals, you multiply times 4.
Lot of money.
3,000 rand or something, you know. So you must say, oh, it's big money. And it's just 1 kilo, basically, 1-2 kilos. So, but now what can you do? You say, my ankles are swollen, my feet are finished, blisters are coming. Everywhere blisters will come by because we sit on a lazy boy. We want to be the lazy boy. We don't want to be the active person. So Hajj, it breaks us, you see. And in that way, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us a lesson. Wallahu al-ghaniyyu wa antumul fuqara. Allah Ta'ala be niyaz hai. Allah is totally independent. And me and you, human being creation, we need Allah every moment, every second in our life. Therefore, every move we make, we read Surat al-Salat. We will leave just now. So from here, then we will go to Mina, we read Surat. Ya Allah, afiyat ke saath pahuncha de. Allah madkhilna fi Mina bil izzati wal afiyat ya rabbal alamin wa bil yusri. Ya Allah, let us enter. So they give the facilities, the buses running free of charge. When we reach there, they got the golf carts, they take you. And when you come there, the police are waiting for you. And they sprinkle in the shower and the water chains on you.
So
they're giving us. But we have to also play our part. So this is what Hajj is all about. End of the day, Allah Ta'ala accept everyone's heart. And grant us ikhlas, istiqamah, sincerity, steadfastness, and qabooliyat. Today I can do a long interview. I'm here in the flat and not there. At the time, lots of noise. You can't even hear what's happening, you know.
MashaAllah. You're coming loud and clear, Mufti Sahab. MashaAllah. I must say, Jazakallah khair for all your interviews. Allah reward you and Allah give you best of both the world. Today is my last Hajj broadcast with Mufti Sahab. Make dua for me, for my family, for my children, and special duas for all those. You know that one brother passed away Eid day during the khutbah at Chills Crescent. You heard about that, Mufti Sahab?
Yeah, I heard about it. Mullah Venkat sent a message to me and said that one brother passed away in Ruku. And you know all that. And we saw all the other messages. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Allah grant his family Sabre Jameel.
Amen.
Allah make you. We can't forget you, Maulana. You and my honorable Ustad are together, Hafiz Rehmi Malia. So we make dua for all the ulama, all our asatiza, our beloved parents, the entire ummah. Allah majalna min al faizin. Allah majalna min al mufdihin.
Amen.
Allah Jalla wa Ala make us all successful.
Ameen.
Allah Ta'ala protect us, protect our country.
Ameen.
Allah Ta'ala bring us back to the Haramain Sharifain, protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa.
Ameen.
Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.